We're up to Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel. We'll hopefully do Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Dalet. And tomorrow we will start Kriya Sefer Torah, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. Okay, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Din Baruchu B'Shabbos. B'Shabbos V'yontif Ein Omrin Baruchu Achar Kaddish Basra. Hago. So Shabbos in Yontif, after the last Kaddish, they don't say Baruchu. Hagah note says Ramah. Afilu b'makom shenagu l'omer b'mosachol. Even in a place where they normally say Kaddish at the end of davening. Why? Shema lo hayu yechidim b'beis haknesses kishamru Baruchu. Maybe there were people who came late and they missed Baruchu. B'makom b'shabbos v'yontif ein l'omer. Da kol ban b'beis haknesses kodem Baruchu. Shabbos and yontif, people come on time to shul, at least before Baruchu, and we don't need to repeat the Baruchu. Mishra points out Sif Katan Beis. Okay, let's go to Sif Katan Aleph. Okay, we just started Kuf Lamed Gimel. That there are places where they repeat Baruch at the end of davening. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we say Baruch after, let's say, at the end of every Marav. Okay, Shach was a little more complicated. But Shabbat Yontif, we don't say Baruch because people come on time. Or at least not so late. Well, yeah, but at night, that's just the beginning of davening. But, right. Okay, Sif Katan Aleph. Ritzel Lama. D'yesh mekom b'shnogi lama kaddish u'baruchu achar gemar ha-tfila she'espailu kol ha-tzibor. Mitnei she'lifomim yesh ezi yichidim she'baruch ha-baruch u'lo shema baruchu. People didn't hear baruchu, so they repeat baruchu. Vayin le'el m'shibur reisa simin samach tes. She'bi'er n'sham ha-kol ha-dina, the whole dina of poris ha-shma over there. Fine. Beis that call boy that feel the mirror after shinis the echo shinis echo of after baruch and come up and stomach for shema baruch me all in the Torah. So here we're talking about Shabbos. So if you didn't hear baruch, so that's what he's saying on Shabbos, people come before baruch, and hopefully during the week also. But during the week, those who come late, Shabbos people are more careful to come before baruch. And even if someone came after baruch on Shabbos morning, there's seven aliyahs. So he must have heard Baruch Hu from at least one of them. How late did he come? Okay, the Dirshu points out in footnote 2, when we times the Kosev of Tukachinsky, the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, this is Minig Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz, Shevimei Sheni V'chamishi, V'chein B'shea Yom, when it's Kriya Satorah, so we don't say, so Minig Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael, is we do say Baruch Hu at the end of the davening if there was no Kriya Satorah. Maybe someone came late. But we assume that even if he came late, he heard Kriya Satorah and he heard Baruch Hu, and therefore on Sheni V'Chamishi and Rosh Chodesh V'chule, we don't repeat Baruch Hu. The Hasidim repeat Baruch Hu every day. Right? Even if it's a laning day. Okay. That is Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel. Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay, we'll finish Bezat Hashem, and then tomorrow we're a little bit ahead, which is okay. Let's start Kuf Lamed Hey. Say the Behu Rachum V'Hagba Sator. Okay, Kuf Lamed Dalet starts with a Ramah. Hagah. Nogin Harbos B'Tachanun B'Sheni V'Chamishi V'Omrim Behu Rachum. Okay, so we know we have what we refer to as an elongated Tachnun on Sheni V'Chamishi, where we say V'hu Rachum. So here also there's different minhagim. Nusach Ashkenaz says V'hu Rachum and then Tachnun. Nusach Svard says Tachnun and then V'hu Rachum. But Nusach Svard also has the Yugim Amidos before all of it, always. Okay, dear Shu, footnote Aleph. If your minhag is not our minhag, let's say minhag nusach Ashkenaz is not to say the yugim amidos and the vidui every day, but we're davening in a nusach sfar in a chassidish shul where they say it. So Rav Moshe says that you should do it. You should follow their minhag. You should say it with them. Then what if it's the opposite? I used to have issues with this in Eshet Torah. There was one Sephardi guy the Minyanim in Eish are not are Nusach Ashkenaz, and there was one Sephardi guy who insisted on doing it himself and banging his chest so loud that the whole room heard him. So Dereshu discusses that, quoting Ramoshe. The Imin Hogo La Omram, he's a Sephardi. Nusach Sephard, real Sephard. He should say the vidu since that's his minog, but often she'eno nikar la'acherim, in a way that others will not notice that he's doing things differently than the rest of the tzibur. Ubli la'kos al ha'lev, and without banging on the chest at all.
During Chazorus of Shas, so that's talking, and everybody's been standing, sits down, and he's been sitting down, he stands up.
Okay, Mishmah Sifkatan Beiz, Vurachum. V'tikun amirat sahaya aydei maisen neis gadol kamuva b'chalba v'nidbas b'sidurim v'tarach l'omer b'kavana uv'mitim v'lo b'mirut. We should say it slowly and carefully, and we should not rush through it. Now, the maisen neis, I saw it brought down somewhere. During Churban Bayis Sheni, a boat went out with three Zakenim, and they ended up somewhere, and they were being threatened to be thrown into a fire. And a big nace happened. The fire split into three. I don't know. They were saved, and they said this V'hurachum, and each one composed a different part of it. So it's really, I think it's four sections. Each one of these Zakenim composed a different section. So we say one and two and three. That's why there's repetition. And then I think there's even a fourth section that we added on that wasn't even said by those three. Something like that. Okay. And the Machaber says to say it out loud. If you don't say it standing over a Takana, he's violating the Takana. Vinikra Pori together. He's considered to be Pori together. Knocking down a fence. The parts together is a bad thing. Mishabur points out Sivkat and Gimel, Yeshom, the law making parts together, El Imlo Amaro Klab. The princess Gether is not saying it, not standing, but rather not saying it at all. Avalim Amaro Shalobamin, the law of Rechab parts together, but if he said it, just didn't say it standing, that's not called Pore together. Okay, so Machar is just to say it out loud. Maybe that's what the Svardim do, I don't know. We don't do that. Hagad note says Ramah v'chenogin la'omra mu'umar. We do say it standing of omer zol belachash, but we say it quietly.
What do you do that's poor together?
To say, well, the mechaber, the pashas of the mechaber is if he says v'urachum sitting instead of standing, he's poor together. And then the mishabura, I don't know if he's clarifying or disagreeing that it's only considered poor together if he doesn't say it at all, not if he says it sitting down. There are those that fast on Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday are Yimei Ratzon, they're special days, and therefore we have this special Tachanunim that we say, right, the Burachum.
While the Sibur is saying for Burachum, and you're not saying, you're saying something else, that's, or while sitting down, that's of course together. Is that what?
No, he's just saying if you say it sitting down, you're part together. And the Mishnah Berurah says only if you don't say it all.
If you don't say it all, you're part together. What are you doing? You're saying, he's saying something. He's not saying it all. He's saying,
he's not saying it. What's he doing? I don't know what he's doing.
He's going to say,
like, he's not saying it. If he doesn't say it's part together, why he doesn't say it? I don't know.
If he doesn't say it with the tzibur, if he says it.
No, if he doesn't say it at all.
At all.
At all. Okay, Mishabur Sifkatan Hey points out Balachash. Come over to the Shman Essay, Sharomi also Balachash. Say it quietly. And Vitam Derishona, say it out loud because it's a very chosh of a tefillah, there's an aura kavana, to arouse kavana. Venara, nara, upashte, binyaze. And everyone does their own minig and it's fine. Okay, then what if you finish early and you want to go down for Tachlin? So Mishabur brings down a couple of opinions. First he says, wait for the Sheikh Tzibur to go down for Tachlin. Then he brings down the Shari Tshuva and says that nowadays most people don't wait. Whenever you finish your Vurachim, you go down for Tachlin. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Svar, they first go down and then they say Vurachim. Okay, what's special about Mondays and Thursdays? Mishnah Sifkatan Vav Shabram Yom Shem Kabbalah Tuchos Achronos Shalid Yemei Ratzon Allah Moshe Ben Allah Shalom Biyom Hey Biyarab Yom Beis. Because the last time Moshe went up to Har Sinai, when he came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shnios and Slicha Mechila Kapara for Chet Egel, he went up on a Thursday and he came down on a Monday, and therefore Monday and Thursday became Yemei Ratzon. Somewhere else I saw has to do with when there's, it's the day that the courts sit. That the Gemara talks about in Megillah and in Ksuvis. So Monday and Thursday is court day. So if the courts are meeting down here, so then Kilo, the court upstairs doesn't have to meet. It becomes Yimei Ratzon. When there's din down here, there doesn't need to be din up there. Hashem says, okay, they're taking care of the din by themselves. Then we don't need to take care of the din from up in Shemayim. I don't remember who said that. I saw such an opinion. Fine. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am Ha'omdi Li'imin Over the Smolo U'machziro Lefanav U'lachrav Shemitzvah Kol Anashim V'noshim Liros Aksav V'lachrov V'lomar V'zol Satora Toras Hashem Tumima. This is what we call Hagba. To show the writing of the Sefer Torah to everybody all around, to pick up the Sefer Torah, turn it around each way, everyone could see. It's a mitzvah even for the women to see the ksav, which we're not knowing nowadays in many places. And v'lechroa, to bow and to say v'zos haTorah. That comes as a Ramban. We'll get to the Ramban soon. In Parshas Kisavo, by the brachas and the klalos, it says Ora shelo yakim es divrei haTorah zos haZos haSam. Cursed is one who doesn't uphold the Torah. The question is, what does it mean uphold the Torah? There's a lot of different opinions. The Ramban brings down a bunch of opinions. One of them is based on, I think it's Rishalmi maybe, Medrash Rishalmi, where he talks, it refers to Hagba. So let's see. Meishu Yosef Kodan Chas. The Mechaber Kosev didn't say Kodan Milchaz Shkriyas HaTorah. Right? We didn't learn that Kriyas HaTorah we're going to start tomorrow. So why to the Hagba? Doesn't Hagba come after Kriyas HaTorah? The answer is that this is written, the Mechaber is writing Minig Sfarad. She came Minig HaSfaradim like Bia Kodim HaKriyah. The Sfaradim do Hagba before Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore Hagba comes up in the Halachos before Kriyas HaTorah. V'ayin the Kami Ba'agah, but we'll see in the Ramah, Shemin Ageinu La'asa Hagba Achar HaKriyah. Our meaning is to do it after the Kriyah. Hamagbiya Sefer Torah Me'al HaTevel Aras Lam Godola Ad Shlosh HaDapin U'magbiya. Open it up three columns. V'efshad D'daf G'nokat Shlosha. Could be only three. V'nirli D'tolif Yikoach Hamagbiya Sheyeh B'choto L'agbiya K'shi Niglales Harbe. He says, Mishabur thinks that if a person is capable of doing more, it's okay to do more. You're not limited to three. Just make sure that the Sefer Torah is safe. And you're not doing something, not trying to show off how strong you are at the risk of endangering Sefer Torah, Chas V'Shalom. Okay, so again, the Mechaber says, Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah L'am Ha'omdi L'Yemin of the Smolo, and you Machziro L'Fon of the Acharam, Shem Mitzvah Al Kol Anoshim V'Noshim Liros Haksav V'Lechroa to bow. We don't bow either. V'Lomar V'Zos HaTorah and Torah Hashem Timima. Even though if a person is outside, okay, when it comes to taking the Sefer Torah out or in, there's an Indian to be malava to escort the Sefer Torah, cover the Torah, Barabam Hadras Melech. Okay, Dirshu points out, if the Sefer Torah walks by, there's an Indian to be malava to walk after the Sefer Torah, cover the Torah. Everyone's supposed to liros haksav sifkot and yirale v'tov shira osios ad sheyochol lekrosam. It's good to be able to be close enough that you can actually read the letters. Ki kasa mikubalem shaydeze nimshach or gadol ala adam. See, the osios of the Sefer Torah brings this holy light onto a person. And then she said, v'zos haTorah. If they pick up the Sefer Torah, all you see is the parchment. The letters are on the other side. You should not say Vizel Sator. Vizel Sator is special for seeing the letters of the Torah. Okay, footnote 9, Dirshu brings down this Ramban, that when the Pasuk says, cursed is one who doesn't uphold the Torah, that refers to doing Hagbah. that everyone has to see the ksav. It brings down the concept of bowing, and then it brings down from the Chasam Sofer that it sounds like from the Ramban that is mamish an Indian from this pasuk. It sounds like it's daraisa. They say no, it's not really a daraisa. It's just a hint. Okay, he also brings down that we stand for Hagba. Then footnote 11 points out that there are those who stick out their pinky and kiss it. Right? Where does that pinky thing come from? So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a tshuva, where he says that the minig is from Rav Chaim Falaji. He was the author of the Kaf HaChaim. He's the one who told everyone to give 104 shekel to tzedakah on Erev Shavuos. All the signs plastered all over. 104 shekel. You didn't pay attention. Okay, that's Rav Chaim Falaji. So he is the source of this. However, Ukasa Sham Lahatzbiya Ima Etzba. He said to use the pointer finger, not to use the pinky. And Piskei Tshuvos, I don't know. He didn't say that. And Piskei Tshuvos brought down some sort of makor for a pinky. But I'm going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky that there really is no makor for the pinky. Okay, not everyone has a minhag, but those who do, that's where it comes from. Why they pick the pinky instead of the pointer finger, I don't know. We have the same thing by the Leil Seder. When Dam Tzarder, they take out with the pinky, but really it's brought down Etzba Elokim to use the Etzba, which is the pointer finger. So I guess the pinky finger is less used and it's more clean, so people want to stick that one in the cup of wine. Maybe that's the one you want to kiss when you look at the Sefer Torah, I don't know. Well, Piskei Tshuvos wanted to bring a marker. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the marker is not to use a pinky, but to use the pointer finger. Fine.
People doing this? It's
also oh. No, I did see somewhere that they point the tzitzis and they kiss the tzitzis. I did see somewhere. Okay, Ramah. Hagah. Venogu. Velasos kein achashe karabatara. Minig Ashkenaz is not to do Hagba before Kriyas HaTorah, but rather to do Hagba after Kriyas HaTorah. We're at the end of Kuf Lamed Daled. Aval kishmotzino so omer shel tzibur gadlu. When they take out the Sefer Torah, the shel tzibur says gadlu l'Hashem iti. The kahal omrim romamu. Avrachamim hu yirachim am amusim. I don't think people say that nowadays. V'yesh omrim lomar ala kol yiskadal. I don't think people say that either. V'chinogim beyond to the Shabbos. V'yesh l'haftek atar b'yamin. The Torah is supposed to be held in the right arm, even for a lefty. U'kisha ola rishon likros omrim baruch shenasan Torah l'mar Yisrael. Big dusha, so. Okay. Mishmar Sifkaton Yugimo, Omer Shechtiba, Uminigol Omer Brich Shmei, Bishas Otsas and Sefer Torah. We say Brich Shmei when they take out the Torah, Ben Bechol Ben Bishabbos. Vim Lo Amaro, Bishas Otsas, if you didn't say it until after it was taken out, Yochel Omer Adshah Shapos on the cross. You could say it until they open it to read it. Vitzarech like Bia Torah Sholosh Pamim. Daina Bishash Omer Shma Echad and Gadul Hashem Iti. That would be on Shabbos, when we used to, right? Take out the Sefer Torah. It's supposed to pick up the Sefer Torah by each of those words. Take it on the right arm. Al Shem Akosu Vimino Techabkeni. His right arm will hug me. Lo Digama Torah Nitna Biyamin. The Torah was given Mimino Eish Das Lamo. Given with Hashem's right hand, whatever that means. Kaviyochel. Nogim b'Shabbos b'Shachas kishemachzir nesefer Torah leicha lomar mizmor hovel Hashem b'nei elim uvemincha b'Shabbos v'chein b'yontu v'chol lomar mizmor chav dalet. Right, we say a different capital when we return the Sefer Torah Shabbos morning. We say havul Hashem, and every other time we say capital chav dalet. Hashem ha'aretz u'melo'ah. Okay, now the concept here, B'dirishu points out from the 12, from the Aruch HaShulchan, the concept of psicha, that it's more Kavod HaTorah for someone to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh and give it to the Shliach Tzibur than the Shliach Tzibur to do the job himself. There's more Kavod HaTorah that way?
Yeah.
Do they do that by you?
Yeah.
They don't return it like that. I know returning Sefer Torah, they don't give it to the guy who has psicha. They do?
Yes.
The one who did Hagba doesn't just return it himself into the
Hagba. The Hagba guy walks it up to the front and gives it to the front.
He gives it to the psicha guy. He doesn't just put it in himself.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Difference between us is that by us the Baal Kore, not the
Hagba.
Hagrid gives it the belt to Thielen and he walks.
Right, okay.
But by myth of Shabbos, maybe, yes,
I don't know. Okay, that concludes Kuf Lamed Dalet.